If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
We have the GM of the T, Philip Eng, is in this morning. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you. It's good to have you in this morning.
No, it's been fun so far. Let's keep going.
Okay, so
we'll try to keep it fun.
We're going to get some questions from people that listen to the show. We have Christine from Franklin. Say hello to Philip Eng.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Christine. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic.
So we are opening a children's museum in Franklin, and it abuts the commuter rail. And we were wondering, since we blew out part of the wall to create a huge window for the transportation exhibit and our train table, we were wondering if you would be able to do anything. There's like kind of an old container there that could use a coat of paint or anything that would support the museum in terms of getting our doors open or partnering with us or just helping to provide a really fun experience for the kiddos in our area.
Well, certainly let us take a look at that. We'd love children to be able to see and experience what mass transportation can be. That's the best time to start teaching and educating. And, you know, there's nothing better than a partnership. So let us have a chance to see what concerns you have or what there needs to be done. And if it's possible, certainly we want to work through. Maybe we could get the contact
information. Yeah. I have her contact, I think, in front of me. So we'll definitely connect you guys. Thank you. Thank you, Christine.
That would be incredible. Thank you.
All right. See?
Thanks, Christine.
Making things happen.
See, that's great. That's the wonderful thing about you coming in and doing this is there, you know, at the grassroots of what is around the T is a lot of people living their daily lives. And, you know, you could be a big bonus to that. You could be a big help.
Well, it's important how we work with the communities that we serve, but also mm-hmm. the communities that join us. You know, that is all tied to, you know, just improving the quality of life.
And right.
It's exciting to be part of that.
So, Philip, I am a huge fan. I'm going to pivot here on you. I'm a huge fan of the TV show Love on the Spectrum on Netflix.
Yes.
Which, if you are unfamiliar, is about people on the autism spectrum trying to navigate romance and dating. And there's a new cast member this season who is from Boston. Her name is Perry. And her special interest is trains, but it's not just, it's specifically the MBTA. And, like, she'll show up and cheer when the train comes. She knows every type of car and engine, and she has, like, a big T sign. Is there a large subculture of, like, train fanatics in the MBTA, and have you met Perry?
There is a large subculture of not only train fanatics at the MBTA, but across the country.
Right.
I have met Perry many times. She is T-rific, as she would say. do not spoil
that.
Anything on the show, because we were chatting about it in the office yesterday. I do want to watch it. She's fantastic. And she is our biggest fan, I think.
You have to be like her Bono.
That's pretty good. You get to meet a lot of people. I met a couple of people. I took the commuter rail up to Newburyport one time, and there was a gentleman on the train, and he was just schooling me in everything and the types of trains and the new trains versus the old trains. Did you ever imagine a day that this would be your life? Is this something that you dreamed about as a kid?
Well, I think as a kid, always played with trains, played with cars. So transportation, I think, is in my DNA. Didn't know that I'd have this opportunity to do that. Mm-hmm. But it's exciting. And if you don't mind, I'd be remiss if I don't say this is Autism Month. Mm-hmm. And the MBTA is now in our second year of celebrating that and participating with Autism Transit Project, where you'll see and hear as you're traveling in our system announcements being done by children with autism, and really being able to engage with them because
that's
they
incredible.
Have a strong passion and our ability to support everybody is really important.
You're going to make this really hard to be mad the next time you have to slow down a zone or something. How kind you're being here this morning, Philip.
I mean, it's Boston. We'll find a way.
All right, a couple of other questions that are coming in. If you had an unlimited budget, what would you do? What would be the first thing that you would address with an unlimited budget? They have just, the governor has handed you a blank check and said, do with it what you like.
Well, I thought you meant for me, myself.
Oh, yes.
You meant for work.
No, it's got to be for the tea.
Well, I think what, you know, really is important is I look at our system as a gateway to communities and gateway to our system. Mm-hmm. I would love to be able to, like, instantly modernize and upgrade every single station that we have, every single facility for our employees. But at the same time, you know, the important part right now is getting our system back to where it should be.
Right.
So I would fix tracks, fix power, fix signals. Mm-hmm. How we would do that, it wouldn't be one big diversion because that would be a long one, but it would be one where we're going to make this system something that Bostonians and Massachusetts Commonwealth residents can all be proud of. Talking a little earlier, you know, we are the fourth largest in the country, mm-hmm. And I want us to be the best.
I feel like a lot of times with the T, it's like another sports team we have in this town because we all have opinions about how it should be done, where the money should go, who the players should be, and then when it doesn't quite go right, we all like just fire everybody and start over, which I know is not the right thing to do. Is there a public transportation system around the country that you look to and say, wow, they're doing some really good things? Could we do that?
Well, we always look at other agencies. We want best practices. But at the same time, a lot of them are all facing very similar challenges. What right. I will say, though, is that agencies actually have been reaching out to us to ask us how we've done the successful work that we did in just a short period of time. There are agencies,
wow.
if you look, they have speed restrictions throughout their system.
Right.
We eliminated them in just over a year, which a lot of folks did not believe we could do.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because of the leadership team I have, the workforce that we've been rebuilding. We really are moving in the right direction, and I just want everyone to know the best is yet to come, really.
Mm, that is fantastic. I think we just finish it up right there.
Yeah, we love you. Please never quit.
Not going anywhere. Sorry, honey.
And one last question from the 71. Thoughts on the MBTA, the musical, LOL? Do you know anything about that?
Wow, yes. I saw that twice last year. It's fantastic.
There's an MBTA musical?
Had no idea.
It's about being stuck in the system. I'm hoping to change the
narrative,
the
plot.
Yes. We are going to go back this year. We're going to take a lot of the team with us.
Okay.
And we may have a little surprise. We may even have them performing one of their things in one of our stations.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Well, we appreciate you coming in and doing this. It was wonderful to meet you. Hopefully we get you back again soon to take some more questions.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, everybody, there he is. Philip Eng, the GM of the T.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.